That's right. You've reached the right website and the right radio station. Today we're going to be discussing how to position yourself for success in this economy and thrive beyond your measure. Thrive beyond measure. Now, we're also going to be discussing how to integrate your core unconscious values so that you can not only thrive beyond measure, but that you can resolve your core conflicts inside in a way that things inside you, the energy, the powers that are carrying you, should be able to lift you above and beyond the status quo. And more importantly, we're going to discuss how you can begin to connect with your authentic self, the part of you that already has the answers, the part of you that's already successful, and the part of you that already knows how to thrive, how to make that voice stronger, make it come from the unconscious to the conscious, and make it thrilling, exciting, live-like, panoramic, supersized, allowing you to go forward. Now, this is part one. We're going to be in this speaking engagement on the radio for about 25 minutes, and part two is going to be done another time, and it'll be announced later. Part one is going to be an introduction. Part two is going to be an entire meditation with hypnosis, subliminal shift in the subconscious mind. At the end of the 20 minutes after I begin talking today, I will be stopping and allowing others to call in and ask questions for about 5 minutes, and we will be promptly ending after that. All right, so again, my name is Shaheen Jedion from Real You Holistic Self-Discovery Center, and I am the president of Real University, an integrated university that is pursuing and teaching holistic, integrated approaches for life skills and beyond. So let's begin. So the question really goes back to the idea of, if we're not thriving, if we're not really, really, really hitting the ball in this economy, I would say the number one reason for it would be four questions. Question number one is, who am I inside? Question number two is, who am I with others? Question number three would be, what would I like to be? And number four is, what do great people do, right? So these four questions need to be answered in our subconscious and brought to the conscious mind in order for us to really integrate who we are and how to actualize that into our everyday lives. So let's take, for example, who am I inside, right? Let's look into this. What are you? Who are you, right? I want you to go ahead and make a note right now. Who am I inside? Take a piece of paper or make a mental note or jot it down or text it in your phone to yourself. Who am I inside? And I want you to take a moment after the radio talk is finished and go ahead and answer that question to yourself, like an adjective, right? In my case, I'll be saying, like, I'm an educator, a leader, a power self, a reformer, someone who transforms, revolutionizes. In my case, I'd be saying, I'm continuously evolving. I'm unstoppable, intuitive, spiritual, guided, right? I help people. I help transform lives. I educate. I bring teachings, and I integrate them, right? So that's how I would answer, who am I inside? Now, the question is, how would you answer that for yourself? And I want you to take the time and go to jot those things down. So, there's words like intuitive, excited, abundant, loving, spiritual, courageous, guided, global, congruent. But come up with your own words and add these words to it if you like. Pick and choose. All right? Then that's what you want to answer at number one. Number two is, who am I with others? Right? In other words, when you're with other people in the social crowd, in the workforce, professional, wherever you are, who are you when you're next to them? How do they see you? How do you view yourself when you're next to them? What have others said about you, your powers are, right? And I want you to go ahead and jot that down in your second column of questions. So in my case, I wrote down a great calming voice, just like you're hearing it right now, right? People have told me that before, right? I didn't believe it at the beginning, but people told me, yes, you have this amazing way of inspiring others. And I didn't want to accept that, right? Because the thing that the thing that we're so good at, that power self, the part of us that we know innately is so unique and powerful, or that voice inside us that's our true identity of who we are and why we're here on this world and the purpose that we have, that voice usually, if we're not thriving, that voice has been dimmed down, almost like beat up a little bit. And part of the reason that that happens is because, like Marianne Williamson and some other great teachers have said, the greatest fear that we have is the fear of discovering and activating our own potential. I'm saying it in my own words right now, but basically we're afraid on a subconscious level that if we activate our potential, what's going to happen to us, right? In other words, how am I going to play life? How are things going to be? How will I fit into the bigger scheme of life? Because our potential, as we know, whatever you think you are, you're more than that, right? So if you're more than that, then that means that comes with a whole set of great, exciting adventures and responsibilities at the same time, which subconsciously you might be afraid of discovering that. So I strongly urge you to answer this question, who am I with others, right? Who am I with others? When I'm next to other people, what did they see in me? What side of me comes out? And, like, you know, really observe that question. So I'll give you some list of some things you could write, you know, or you can come up with or, you know, integrate into your writing or, you know, manipulate these words in the way you want to write them down. You could write things like playful, honest, fun, compassionate, committed, outrageous, proactive, strong, passionate, exciting, loving. These are all words, but you should come up with those words that come from your unconscious mind, the type of words that are meant something to you, that mean something to you, because it doesn't really matter how pretty the words are or how correct they are. All that matters is what those words mean to you, because inside your subconscious, unconscious mind, words, the ink doesn't produce the actual feelings. It's the internal representation that you have about these words that mean something to you. So these are key anchors. These words are just anchors that awaken that inner fire inside you when you're going to look at them again later. Kind of like when I say to you, I want you to, did you ever smell the sweet, did you ever, you ever heard someone say, sweet smell of success, right? Now, does success actually have a smell? I don't know. You want to figure that out on your own. Point being is that sweet smell of success actually reminds us of many, many anchors inside our subconscious mind that bring up those feelings, the visuals, the tastes, the self-talk, and everything else that goes with it. So that question, who am I with others, should be answered in a way that you can trust your intuition and write the first thing that comes to your mind. You know, just boom. What's the first thing that comes? Who am I to others? Boom, boom, boom. Write it down. First couple of words you hear in your head, write it down in your heart, right? Okay. Now let's go on to the next one. What would I like to be? Right? What would I like to be? That's where you're like, you know, gearing towards forward, ahead of you. What would you like to be? And even that, whatever you think you like to be, ultimately you probably are that. You just need to bring that out, right? So what would I like to be? I want you to write that down. In my case, I wrote, I like to be more of a magician of spiritual change. I'd like to be more of a role model. I like to be more known to everyone that needs my services and be worthy of that knowledge and be able to get compensated in a way that encourages me to do even more, right? I'm a teacher, right, that's valued right now in society, and I offer so much. And so those are things I wrote down that I am and I like to be, right? And some of those things I like to enhance even more, right? Okay, so what's your example? You know, some people might say, I'm a visionary, a role model, a lover, a magician, a warrior, a force, a leader, a master, a champion, or someone with great intensity who brings enthusiasm to others. Whatever it is, I want you to write it down for now. No worries. Later on, we're going to circle some things around here, around those keywords that you wrote. Now, after that, what I'd like you to do is go ahead and the next question you're going to be describing. So far, What would I like to be is more like a noun. And then what do great people do, right? What do great people do? And if you want to put a focus on how to role model from great people, especially if it comes to the area of wealth of life and prosperity, which is our topic today, so you can write it in that way. So the fourth question is, what do great people do? What do great successful people do? And I want you to write down the role model, like, you know, in like five different sentences, right? And, you know, you can give some examples. Some of them could be like changing the world, inspiring others, serving the greater good, you know, giving unconditionally, setting good standards, creating, enjoying peace, creating prosperity and abundance for others, serving at the workplace or whatever it is that you do, serving with your whole heart, right? These are some examples, but I want you to come up with what values serve best for you. Now, after you have these four areas written down, which is, I'm going to repeat them again, who am I inside, who am I with others, what would I like to be, what do great leaders do, which is a verb, the last one. After you have these four written down, I want you to go ahead and circle the area, the column that says who am I inside, the adjective. Go ahead and circle three of the top ones for you, right? And then the part that says who am I with others, right? I'd like you to go ahead and circle two of those, right? And the part that says what would I like to be, go ahead and circle two of those also. And the part that says what do great leaders do, go ahead and circle a couple of those also, maybe up to three. Because you don't have to be perfect. This is not like a perfect thing to do. It's just, how would you do it if you didn't have to do it perfectly, right? That's how I want you to do it. And I want you to trust your gut, your first intuition, your thought that comes to your mind. Go ahead and write it down, because a lot of times you try to escape the first thought that comes down. So go ahead and write that down. That's probably the right one, okay? And then after you're done doing this, now this you can do on your own, because after the radio conversation is over, then you can do this on your own at your own time. I'd like you to go ahead and write this sentence. I am a blank, which is an adjective in that line, and blank, right? And then another blank, which is a noun, who blank by blank dot, period, right? So again, I'll say it again. I'm an blank, some adjective needs to fill that up, and another blank, some adjective needs to fill that up. And then blank, some noun needs to fill that up. Who, and then blank, some verb needs to fill that up. By, and then some blank and a period. So what I'd like you to do is in these blank areas, you're going to be jotting down those four columns, the three and the two and the two and the three that you chose, those areas that you circled from the different values that you picked for who am I inside, who am I with others, what would I like to be, and what do great leaders do. I'd like you to go ahead and jot those things that you wrote down. So in my case, like for example, I wrote down, I am a blank, for blank I wrote a unique and integrated person, right? And very integrated in the community. And then I wrote and blank. For that I wrote and I have a great, calm, subtle, passionate voice, right? And then blank, I wrote magically inspiring and guiding, who, and then there was another blank, which I wrote, who creates space for new power self possibilities. And then I wrote by, and then there was another blank I wrote, by dedicating my life to it, for the community, and making myself vulnerable in order to connect with others, right? So that became a power sentence for me, and that became a logo for how I like to represent myself to others. And you see how easily I expressed that? That didn't come naturally to me all the time. It's because I had these ideas in my head, and I did this exercise many times in my life, and I did it again recently, and that became more natural. So the key is to really come up with those key anchors inside, the mind that represents something on the outside on this sheet that you're writing out. Now, I know that this sounds a little bit technical, what I spelled out, and some of you might have written it down, and some of you are like, whoa, what's flying? What's flying? I can't even follow this. So I'm going to go ahead and do you guys a favor, and you can send an email to Shaheen, which is Shahin, at irealself.com. So again, Shaheen at irealself.com. Real, like I really like you, self, which is I like myself, .com. So irealself.com. Go ahead and send an email to Shaheen or info at, either way is fine, info at irealself.com. And I'll go ahead and forward you these two PDF sheets so you could fill it out inside if you have a hard time writing it out as I spoke. Now, there is also going to be a replay available for a short time of this recording on my site, which is irealself.com, on our site, www.irealself.com. And so that's the exercise to get us started. On the next session, what we're going to do is a powerful prosperity, hypnosis, guided imagery with a unique blend of meditation with a chakra opening aspect to it, which will guide you towards becoming a wealth magnet, an attraction field who begins to allow those forces that are necessary in your life to become magnetized for those forces so they can come near you. So that, because ultimately the issue of prosperity, who we are, how we achieve what we need to do and our life purpose is really linked together. The more we connect to our life purpose, the path of attracting to what we need becomes clearer. Because as you attract what you as you begin to work on your purpose, along the path, there are tools that get offered to you so you can achieve your purpose, right? And when you go far and you're not close to your purpose, things become vague and uncertain and very, so to speak, I would say, almost like you get messages that you're just like off the track, but you're not listening to your intuition. And that's how it kind of works. There's this story, that I'd like to end the session with before I begin to take phone calls. And the story goes that there was a man in, this is a metaphorical story which is mentioned in the Bible. There was a man, his name is Bilam, right? In Hebrew it's called Bilam, and in English it's Balaam. And Balaam, or Bilam, he was a man who had a lot of magic, sorcery, and powers. And he was a very powerful person, but he didn't always use his powers for the good, and he didn't always necessarily admit to the fact that he gets his powers from a higher source. So one time he gets summoned by a great king who asks him to go ahead and use some of his magic powers to curse a certain nation. And so along the way, as he's going to perform this paid duty, which he himself has a very, very exciting time doing so because of the fact that he himself had major hatred for that nation. So on his way, he's riding his donkey, and his donkey begins to smash into the wall and into the trees and go off the path. And he keeps trying harder and harder, and his donkey keeps going far and far away from what needs to be achieved. And in the metaphor, in this story, the Bible says that the donkey's mouth opens up and begins to speak, right? And basically, the idea is that even after the donkey begins to speak, which is something that completely transforms, you know, it goes beyond the natural way of how things are, even after all that, he still doesn't give in to listen to his own internal voice, his intuition of why he was given all these powers so that he could help others not to go and curse nations, right? So ultimately, some of you might say to me, like, if this and this would happen, I would do my purpose. If I had enough money, I would do my purpose. If I had a miracle happen to me, I would do my purpose. If God would speak to me, I would have my purpose. If my higher self was closer to me, I'd do my purpose. If my mom would do this, I would do my purpose. If my dad said that, I would do all the ifs and buts and conditions that we've placed on our happiness and our life purpose and who we are and professionally speaking, what we're attracting and what we're achieving and what we're moving towards. Those are, from our physical perspective, those are real reasons, but for our soul, which is greater, the part of us that is longing to achieve our true purpose, when that part of us, our higher self, hears those words, for it, it's such a small, detailed excuse, because our higher self knows very well the bigger picture. It already has the future integrated inside your subconscious about who you truly are. And it already knows that if you were to do your purpose, you will naturally attract all the riches in the world in order to achieve what you need to do. And the wealth of life would pursue you. So for us to come up with excuses of why we're not doing our purpose, that our higher self will not take from us. It won't accept it from us, right? So let's focus on the fact that we got to stop wasting our life and get to that place where we attack our true purpose at its core. And to do that, we need to bring some integration to all our parts inside us. And we call that parts integration, right? So there's many voices inside our head. There's voices that say, you're this and you're that, and you're not and you are, and you can't and you can't. You missed it. You missed your chance. Yes, no, you can do it. No, you can't do it. Whatever it is, those unconscious little subtle self-talks. And we need to begin to harness those voices that work to our benefit and put them down together, kind of collect them, integrate them, and bring them into oneness. Many times I see people that have a couple of different talents and or a couple of different virtues, and they're only using one part of it for their work or professional purpose. And the other part is just sitting there dormant. Well, guess what? They ask me in sessions, they ask me when I do breakthrough sessions for strategies or how to break out into the world with your purpose and achieve that and make money doing so. They ask me, well, what do I do? And one of the biggest things I help them is collect the unconscious beliefs, then collect all the unconscious virtues, and then there's a very unique exercise, which is called parts integration. I help them bring all of those parts into one unit so that when they think of themselves, they see themselves completely as that one holistic unit, no longer as disintegrated parts, rather integrated parts. That's a big deal right there, to bring ourselves together. Personally speaking, I'll give you an example of what that means to you. I'll give you my own example of how I made my dreams come true. And how I continue to do that by parts integration. In fact, the word branding, which so many people out there are trying to figure out, oh my God, if I had my own brand, every single one of us can have our own brand as long as we notice the different parts inside us that are just like kind of hanging loose and we bring it together. I'll give you an example. When about 14 years ago, I started a company called Zoom Video and Photographic Arts, and so I had video production, photography for special happy occasions, and we would edit them, shoot them, and all that stuff. Okay, great. Now, at some point in my life, although we were doing great, I realized that that's not giving me it's not taking care of the thirst I have inside of truly satisfying my higher self about what I can do, what my potential is to affect the world and what I can accomplish to help others. And so somewhere along the way, I started to realize that I have this amazing talent for speaking and helping people and self-help and personality profiling and helping people to tap into their own passions and feelings and connecting people with their own intuition. And more than that, I realized that I have this talent for bringing parts together from one understanding and teaching and converging it and merging it with another. So as I was starting to get an awareness of all these great talents that I have, one of the things that happened is I started to realize that, okay, so now I have to leave video productions and get into the talent, right? But I couldn't do it. Why? Because I was blocked. Because if I left video productions, how would I produce money to be able to do my passion? Right? This was my new passion. This was my new, I always had it, but this had become aware in my mind now, and I had to go for it. So for many years, I delayed it, and I didn't go after it, and I suffered the pain of just doing kind of mediocre work, not being the leader that I was supposed to be. And I was kind of hushing down that internal voice and saying, be quiet. You're not as great as you think you are. Don't go after it, right? Something was quieting me down. Imagine if I wasn't giving this talk today, and instead I would just be doing something that's not my primary role, right? So that's how I was feeling. So, and you can see how passionately I speak about this talk, and that's how you can tell that this is part of what I was destined to do. But back then, I couldn't see myself like that yet. So anyways, for a long time, I avoided my passion, and because I thought it's either this way or that way. I didn't know how to integrate. Until 5 years ago, I started to realize, wow, I don't need to leave video productions. I don't need to stop doing my whole Zoom video and photographic company. What I need to do is integrate. And then I began to realize this amazing idea about spiritual unconscious branding. That's what I call it. Which means I took the talents that I have for video productions and audio productions, and I took the talents that I have for hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, self-help, homeopathy, writing books, helping people passionately achieve their purpose. And I began to use the tools of video production and photography towards creating self-help videos. You see, that's integration right there. Instead of allowing one voice to die so the other one can live, I allowed both of them to thrive, right? And that took a while for me to discover that and to get to a place where I'm at peace with it. I remember actually attending a workshop. It was a visions workshop. And I was in a major fight with myself because I thought I'm either this or I'm that, right? I had given myself kind of like an identity, but I had stopped giving myself the idea and the openness that I have many roles and I can bring these roles all together, and that behind this role, ultimately, I'm just a human being, and that none of these roles ultimately define who I am, because underneath that, I'm a human being, and I could be imperfect, and it's okay, because they say what's one of my mentors taught me, what's the opposite of perfection? And I said, I don't know. I was like wondering, is it imperfection? And one day he said, no, the opposite of perfection is human, right? And so with that being said, I'd like to thank the Creator. I'd like to thank my higher self and my own unconscious and God for giving me all these talents to share with all of you that you're listening today. Integration, important. Take all the parts, bring it into one unit, and you'll have a brand. You'll succeed. Success only comes, well, I don't want to say only, but one of the major keys to success is taking all the parts inside and making it into one unique brand. That's what makes you unique. That's what makes you different. That's what makes you be able to sell yourself, because the more unique you are and the more you're aware of how unique you are, the more you can sell your product, services, and who you are and the ideas that you want to get across. And if you have a hard time thriving in this economy, one of the only reasons for that is because you have not yet tapped into your own personal gifts, uniqueness, and power sources. And so let's begin to tap into that. If you need help, if you need further help with tapping into that, I'm providing breakthrough sessions. You can visit my site, irealself.com, and over there I have a series of different courses, series of different breakthrough sessions, hypnosis sessions, NLP sessions, unique, powerful, natural remedies that open up the heart to be able to access your intuition, powerful energy work, Kabbalistic astrology, all of them integrated under one roof at our wellness center called Real You Holistic Self-Discovery Center. And we're also offering courses in the areas of those who want to take our course for becoming a certified integrated holistic coach. We are offering courses. You can visit our site for that. And we're also offering a certification for those of you who want to learn how to do hypnosis. You can do self-hypnosis and you can help others with it. Of course, there's different levels. There's level one, level two, level three. There's practitioner level. There's certified level. There's master certified level. And so, but we do have these courses, and you can accomplish a lot with our accelerated three-day courses, which also include the audio CDs and the recordings to listen to later. You can accomplish a lot just for yourself if you want to make major transformation, and you can help others with that. This adds as a complementary care. If you're in the wellness industry, if you're a yoga teacher or a medical doctor, if you're a chiropractor, I've had many people attend these courses, and they've added so much value to their practice. It's completely made a huge turnaround. Some have reported that they've gained about a 60% higher turnaround and income in what they've been doing because of the complementary integrated approaches that they've brought into their practice. If you're a teacher, you can gain a lot about how to access and help others. If you're a businessman, oh, I can't tell you how much NLP courses will help you, especially the integrated approach that we have, how we allow you to really bring so many variety of connections into one unit. If you have a 9-to-5 job, this will help you with communication. This will help you learn how to ask your boss for more money. It will help you how to integrate, how to give validation to people, how to integrate, how to build instant rapport with those around you. If you are a mom, a stay-home mom, this will help you learn how to de-stress, how to let go, how to connect with your child better, how to speak, how to find your man's subconscious love language. And it will also allow you to connect with that part of you, the internal voice that's wanting more satisfaction from a soul level. So, yes, we're teaching basic practical strategic techniques, and at the same time, we'll also have higher classes for, you know, tapping into your unconscious, subconscious. And on top of that, the higher level, we have higher self, and I call it higher consciousness courses, which together in one unified area, it's a spirit, mind, emotions, and physiology connection, all in one unit and one course at Real University of America. So once again, if you have any questions, you can call 323-680-4072. One of our representatives or myself might be able to answer and resolve some of your challenges. And please feel free to send in your questions for our next talk, because we like to answer. And we like the challenges you pose for us, because that could be the next topic of our radio show. So send in your questions to info@irealself.com. Again, info@irealself.com. And part two of this session will be following up next week. We're going to begin with a little intro next week and go right into the meditation, the hypnosis meditation of prosperity. All right? Have a wonderful night and enjoy.